Okay, I am not sure which episode this is. I'm thinking it's 57, so welcome to Stuttering is Cool. I am in the middle of a conversation with Robert Best, who is a science fiction, no, horror author, who is an
Horror.
author, and he's going to correct me right now. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just a horror writer. I've tried sci-fi and I kind of suck. So I'm sticking with horror
Oh,
because
okay.
it comes to me the most easily. I don't know why or what that says about me, but
It just
I
says that even stutterers have a mean streak, I guess, a
don't know. A
dark
mean streak,
side.
yes. Yeah.
Now you also have a podcast here as well.
Yes, me and three other people, my wife Laura, zombie farmer, and Brad Zipprich, who's also a writer. Actually, all four of us are writers now. We all four have had stories in some books. I'll tell you about that a little later. Anyway, our podcast is Don't Look in the Podcast, available at www.don'tlookinthepodcast.com, which is sort of a general genre movie review site. With an emphasis on horror because we're all kind of horror fans, but we don't necessarily stick with that.
Oh, okay,
But
well,
yeah.
yeah, so back to the stuttering. How has stuttering affected your life, I guess?
Well, I've stuttered pretty much as long as I can re remember. When I was a kid, I remember being sent to therapy at the school, which was just, the guidance counselor, essentially. And it was a very small rural school, so it wasn't, I mean, I'm sure she didn't really have any training for that specifically, which is nothing against her, it's just all they had. And she taught me some of the infamous stuff, like trying to slow down your breathing, trying to tap your foot, stuff like that, but
Oh my
nothing like that ever
gosh.
worked. Yeah. I was taught the whole foot tapping thing, but that never does anything.
No.
And it's come and gone throughout my life. For example, tonight I'm feeling especially fluent, and I've never done the voluntary stuttering thing because it scares the heck out of me.
Oh, how come?
Oh, it's just like I've spent my whole life avoiding it. That just when I first heard about it, I was like, "Are you crazy? Who would want to volunteer to do that?" But I mean, I understand the principle behind it, and it sounds like a really good idea. I've just never been able to bring myself to do it.
Yeah, I
But
found. Oh, sorry, go on.
oh, nothing. No, I was just going to say that just within the last year, I've discovered shows like Stutter Talk and Stuttering is Cool, and kind of had my eyes open to this whole world of just accepting the fact that you stutter and it's okay. Because my whole life was trying to avoid it and suppress it as much as I could.
Yeah, I find it takes a lot of soul searching to pluck up the nerve to do voluntary stuttering, and it's quite a mind ma sorry, a mind bend, because I'm thinking people hear me stutter all my life, and I'm too afraid to voluntary
Well, yeah,
stutter.
that's yeah.
And that's where it starts getting a bit, huh? I don't get this.
But yeah, a lot of the common experiences that all stutterers have, like hating, oh God, hating that first day in class of any
Oh,
class.
yeah.
Where you have to go around the room and
Ugh.
say your name, and you got to sit there and wait.
Oh, that happens in the corporate world. It's not just
Oh,
exclusive to schools. Oh, boy.
yeah. And I hated that. And having to give a presentation, because for some reason, one of my biggest triggers is having to read aloud something
Oh, yeah.
where it's like I'm stuck saying certain words and I can't change them. Like, so
Yeah.
that tells me that I've been kind of a word substitutor all my life, where I've learned to switch words out on the fly and can avoid it part of the time. But when I'm stuck and I can't do that, I tend to stutter on almost every sentence.
Yeah. I remember a while ago. Now we're both following each other on Twitter, and I
Yes.
remember a while ago, we We had a conversation about you stuttering in your interviews. Since you are an author, actually a published author, I should be more
Yes.
specific. Belated congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Did you want to talk about a bit about that?
Yes. There's a small independent startup press called Library of the Living Dead, which is actually an extension of the Library of the Living Dead podcast,
Oh,
started by Michael West, or his internet name, Dr. Puss. And
did
he
you
has
say
started a
Dr. Puss?
Puss, PUS, yes.
Go on,
He
sorry.
runs a podcast that's specifically about zombie fiction, and a lot of the stuff that he reviews and reads is kind of user submitted. And I had submitted some of the stuff to that show, and then when he started the press, I submitted some stuff to it. And I've already had a story in one of his anthologies. And sometime very, very soon, I'm hoping within the next few weeks of when we're recording this, my zombie novel, Lakewood Memorial, will be out. So, but for right now, I have two things available. One is Zombology, which is kind of like zombie and anthology kind of squished together. Just Zombology. And that's from Library of the Living Dead Press. And then I also have my own self-published anthology called All Kinds of Things Kill,
Oh my
which that was
gosh.
kind of my first thing I put out myself, which kind of led to my involvement with Dr. Puss's show, which led to the book deal. So that's kind of how it all started.
Oh wow.
So
And what
it's been
got
exciting.
Oh yeah. What got you oh boy, to overcome your stuttering through these interviews and eventually starting up a podcast.
Well, I guess I sort of started to, and maybe part of this has to do with just getting older. You reach a point, like when I hit my 30s, I stopped caring quite as much what everybody thought and started to relax a little bit. And kind of concurrent with that, started looking around the internet for stuttering resources, and I'd gotten really into podcasts since getting my first iPod. And the first show I discovered was Stutter Talk. And listening to that show was both kind of a revelation and an ordeal. Because the physical reaction I had to listening to them stutter, it was really intense, and I was almost kind of angry. It's like I was furious at them for stuttering. And I had to realize that a lot of that was just my own anger towards myself and my own stutter. And so, in a lot of ways, just listening to stuttering shows has kind of been therapeutic because it's kind of retrained my mind that stuttering is okay. Because I guess the technique I'd been using my whole life was to essentially attack the stutter and try to beat it into submission. And of course, that does not work. In fact, it gets worse. I would say that actually I'm stuttering less now that I've relaxed a lot about it. For example, I'm feeling kind of silly being on this show now, and I've just had several sentences in a row where I haven't stuttered at all.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah.
When I record, yeah, I mean, even tonight, it's like,
Uh-huh.
oh, where's the stuttering? This
Yeah.
earlier today, I was stuttering like anything, and I have no
But if you
street
listen to
cred.
the podcast, you will hear it. I have left it in. And so far as I know, it's the only podcast I've ever heard where one of the hosts stutters and it's not cut or trimmed at all. But we never address it. I mean, non-stuttering shows. It's not a show about stuttering at all.
Exactly,
And I've been
yeah.
kind of waiting to see if anyone says anything, and no one has, so I don't know. I don't know what to think about that.
Did you ever bring it up? Say, hey, did you guys notice that I stuttered on today's show
Well,
or?
the co-hosts, I think, kind of know it because they can see who I follow on Twitter and hear the conversations I've had. And a lot of them have read the post that I did on my website about it. So I think they know, but no one really ever talks about it, which is a little odd. Because, like we were saying before we started recording, it's kind of weird when you have this thing that you've been obsessed with your whole life, and you finally decide that you're going to announce it to the world and embrace it, and it's this great, glorious thing, and most people don't give a crap.
Yeah, or they just don't get it.
Yeah. They're like, okay, so?
I know.
Or they tell you this, it's really not that bad.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that. We were talking about this before I realized, oh, I should be recording.
Yeah.
And I had mentioned that this is just because people can't see the struggle that stutterers have.
Oh, yeah.
Much like people in a wheelchair or on crutches, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like it totally negates our entire life experience.
Well,
in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. Because they can't see it. I mean, a lot, like you were saying, most of it is internal. The actual stuttering itself is over in a second or two, but it's all the stuff before and after it that goes on inside your head that's really most of where the agony is, I think.
Yeah.
Agony is a bit strong, but you know what I mean. It's, you know, where all the, like, you're waiting to talk, so, oh, God, okay, if I say it like this, will I stutter? Maybe I should change the word to that. Because that's what I do. That's how I avoided it for a long time. I would try to construct a sentence that I'd scan ahead and think, okay, I think I can say that. And, you know, I went for a long time, like if I wanted a Dr. Pepper, like there, say I couldn't say the first P, I would ask for a Coke because I could say Coke for some reason. You know, I did stuff like that my whole life.
Yeah.
I
feel trying your pain so much.
Yeah.
I totally understand. Yeah. Did you ever substitute a word and you ended up stuttering on that word?
Occasionally, yes. Although sometimes, and I can't think of a specific example, the resulting sentence will be so convoluted and bizarre that you might as well have stuttered, because what you ended up with was so twisted and confusing that there wasn't any point in saying it.
I'm laughing with.
Yes, I know.
Oh, that's great stuff. And what about, this is kind of personal, but I always like asking it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know you are married. Has stuttering ever gotten in the way of your courtship and all that?
You know, not really. My wife and I were friends beforehand. We were sort of part of the same general group of friends before we even started dating. So I think by the time the courtship started, she already knew and didn't care. You know?
Okay.
So we were kind of able to ease into it. So there never really was a time where I had to expose it or anything. So I got kind of lucky on that point, now that I think about it. Because that was never really an issue. Because it was part of the same kind of casual group of friends. And it got sort of gradually exposed during that.
Oh, okay.
Where, you know, it was pretty obvious. You know, we hardly ever addressed it directly. And then since we met through that, there never really had to be a moment of when I had to reveal it to her. So,
what about now that you've gotten, you know, comfortable and accepting of your stutter and you want to tell the whole world about it, etc.?
You know, I don't know. I still feel a little weird saying it because most people don't. I mean, I don't know what it is I'm expecting. I don't know if it's I'm expecting to be made fun of or expecting people to be impressed by it, but most people just really don't seem to care one way or the other. And that's almost more frustrating because, you know, it's been this intense thing your whole life. And then I have left it in the show, though. If you listen to the show, I leave in all the stutters that occur during the recording.
How come? And I know that is a very silly question to ask, but how come?
Well, I decided it would just be easier than trying to edit around them, and just as kind of an experiment, because I realized with the book stuff starting to pick up, I'm going to have to talk a lot more, and the amount of energy required to dance around the study ring is just more than I'm willing to give. So I just decided, just, you know, screw it. I'm just going to do it and just see what happens. So that's what I'm trying. And
so have you?
So far, it's been fine.
So what do you do? Do you disclose your stuttering to the interviewer beforehand? Is it part of your About Me page or anything like that? Like,
it's on my website. And so far, since the new stuff has started, I had one review for All Kinds of Things Kill. And I stuttered during that, but I never disclosed it. And actually, I stuttered a lot during that one because it was my first interview. Mm-hmm. And I was a lot more uptight and nervous. I think also the podcast has kind of helped me with that. Because even though nervousness doesn't cause stuttering, it certainly makes it worse. I don't know why. It's like you clench up inside and that leads to the stuttering. Yeah. But that kind of leads to the mistake a lot of people make. Because I can be calm and stutter too.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I stuttered a lot during that, but I never said anything about it. And I think I've never actually been able to bring myself to listen to the interview, but I think they cut around the stuttering a lot.
Oh.
And since then, I haven't, well, it wasn't really a bad thing on their part, because I think at the time I apologized, because this was before I'd started addressing it directly. And I kind of said something about, oh, yeah, you know, I kind of stumbled on a lot of words or something. And he said, oh, that's okay. I can cut around that.
Oh, so, okay. So it's not like they edit out your stuttering.
They right, no.
The stumbling.
Yes, yeah, which, yeah. So, but since this new stuff has started, I haven't been interviewed yet. I'm kind of waiting for it. And I don't know, frankly, what I'll do, because what if an occurrence happens like right now where I'm able to go for quite a while without stuttering? Although this is kind of funny, I just noticed doing the interview for this show has just helped me realize a technique that I use when I get on a roll, like when everything is relaxed enough that I mean, like, not necessarily emotionally, but like my throat and stuff isn't clenching. I will continue talking until I run out of breath, almost like I'm terrified that if I don't finish the sentence,
I do I'm the exact same thing.
Yeah. Because I noticed I was in the middle of a sentence and I got to a point where I started doing this because I was running out of breath, but I didn't want to stop.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when it's working, you got to keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
To get it out.
That's so true.
Yes. So I don't know what I'll do if I'm doing an interview and I'm feeling especially fluent and then I feel kind of guilty for not saying it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all very strange.
Yeah, I had, so. I'm experiencing something, recently ever since I've done my, presentation, my speech a couple of weekends ago.
Yes.
Where I noticed that because I did a speech and, you know, I was introduced, you know, as, you know, he does a podcast called Stuttering School. I made a joke at first saying timed speeches and stuttering don't mix. My whole presentation was about stuttering. So pretty much everybody in the conference now knows that I stutter. And after that, speaking to people felt awesome because I didn't have to disclose. And
that's
there
true.
Were moments where I was talking to a complete stranger, you know, someone that I did not know before, and I'm stuttering, and there was no avoidance, nothing, like no, you know, looking away or anything, because I'm going, holy max, everybody at this conference, they already know I don't have to disclose, and it felt so awesome.
Right.
And the momentum just kept going, and so I've been referring it to as my stutter mojo. You
know, yeah.
And just recently, I was having a telephone interview, and because of my resume, I list this podcast, I kind of figure, well, they probably know. So I'm stuttering and I did not care. I thought, well, they know, right? So, and again, the stutter module was there and it just felt great. Yeah.
So I don't know. It's weird, which I've heard other people discuss on other shows. It's stuttering is something you have to choose to tell people about in advance if they're going to know before it starts happening. It's not like if someone's in a wheelchair or something and you can see that instantly.
Good point. Good point.
And little things that used to bother me don't bother me quite as much. Like, I would hate it when I would be talking and a stutter would happen, and you would get a look from someone. You know, not even the surprised look never bothered me as much as kind of the, oh, you poor thing look, which that kind of goes back to the anger issue that I kind of had about the stuttering, where it's like I didn't want people to feel sorry for me because of it. I don't know. That used to bother me a lot. It doesn't as much anymore. I don't know. I still have trouble looking people in the eye when it's happening.
Oh,
I
yeah.
reflexively
Me
look
too.
away or look down. But it's getting better. It's a lot better now than it used to be. And I think doing the show has helped me a lot because I have to talk a lot more consistently. So, but I still dread reading aloud, which at Horror Realm, which is a horror convention that my wife and I are going to be at in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in September, and I don't remember the dates offhand, but people can find it online. I'm going to be part of the authors panel there, sponsored by Library of the Living Dead. I'm going to be one of the writers on there, and we're going to read a story that'll be printed in a chat book that will only be available for sale at the convention. And I'm thinking I'm going to have to wimp out and let my wife Laura read it. And she's agreed to do it, but only if I explain to everyone there why I'm letting her do it. Because I stutter so badly when I am reading something aloud that the story would just take forever to get through and it would really hurt the flow of the story. So I'm going to have to, I'm considering wimping out. I feel a little guilty. But I figure I will disclose and tell everyone why, and then I'll let her read it. Because her reading voice is a lot better than mine anyway, regardless of the stuttering. Because she actually did the patio book version of All Kinds of Things Kill. If you look that up, you can hear her reading that. So I feel a little bad about that, especially discussing it on a stuttering show. But I'm considering, because I stutter so much more strongly when I have to read something aloud and I can't avoid and change out words. Like, just for example, there I said change out instead of substitute because I scanned ahead and saw that I was going to stutter on that. So I'm still doing it. I can't help it. But I'm considering wimping out. I don't know.
Is that because you don't? Well, no. How long would the reading passage be that you would have to
Well,
read?
it would be an entire story. So we're talking, well, but they're supposed to be relatively short. They're not quite, it's not going to be like flash fiction, which is like 500 words or less, but I don't think they need to be especially long. But what I would assume we're talking about a couple thousand words at least. So it could take quite a while if I started on every word. And this is always an issue that, I'm only just now having to start think about. You reach a point where if your stuttering is getting in the way of the reader comprehending what it is you're doing, I don't know what to. I don't know if it's better to just stutter and possibly hurt the comprehension of the story, or to just let Laura do it because she can
Well,
present the story better than I can. I don't know. It's an
I'm
interesting issue.
thinking, well, it would be a shame to like to imply that, well, see, on one hand, it's great to promote stuttering as, you know, it's effective communication. You know, on the other
That's true.
hand, I don't know, like if you, now I'm not telling you what to do. No, every stutterer has to do what they think is best for them. If you, like, I know for me, if I get someone else to talk for me, I feel a bit killed inside, you know? I
Right, I
was
understand that.
thinking, what if you do something like a Toastmasters in your area?
Oh,
Or
you know, I've never. That's a good idea. I've always avoided stuff like that because, you know.
if you
But.
don't have a Toastmasters in your area, just, you know, with your friends, maybe like once a week, stand up there and maybe for 5 minutes just read like a flash fiction thing and see if you can improve
That
or
might help,
stutter
yeah.
less or whatever the proper term is.
Right.
Because
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I think it would be, now obviously I've never heard you read before, so I don't know like how severe or how uncomfortable you would get, but I'm wondering, I don't know, I think it would be great for you to like go up there,
To do
because
it,
a lot of
I know.
people come up to me after and they say, wow, that was so brave of you and amazing and awesome, you know, like that kind of,
Well, that's true. I
yeah,
mean,
but I mean, you can only do whatever that you're comfortable with,
I know. I
and you
don't
are
know. It's an
thinking in
interesting
terms of the reader,
question.
so I'm gonna shush now and
Yeah.
let you speak.
Oh, no. That's fine because you're right. It's an interesting question.
It is.
It reminds me of a different show, Stutter Talk. They had a whole discussion one time about if it was a good idea or not to cut out long blocks, because in an audio format that is just kind of perceived as dead air. And should they cut that out or just leave the stuttering in completely raw? And do you strike a balance between being open about the stuttering and retaining the listenability of the show? And ultimately, they decided to leave it in because it's a show about stuttering, and that makes perfect sense. But it was an interesting discussion, and it's kind of the same issue I'm going through here now. Like, would it hurt the story to do it or not? I'm not sure.
You know what? I'm starting to think, I know this is starting to turn into like a round table discussion of two. Would it make like you're there because you're an author. That's why you're on the panel. If you were an author with, say, Down syndrome, or an author who didn't speak English as a first language, and you had a thick accent, I mean, there are university professors that I've had friends say, I can't understand a word they're saying. They have this thick accent, you know. I'm thinking, but that's you. Like, that's the way, you know. But as an author, I can understand, yeah, you're thinking, but my story, they have to hear my
Yeah, I know.
story.
Yeah, they gotta hear the story in the
Interesting.
best
That's a
possible
very
form.
interesting
Yeah.
predicament scenario. Interesting. Well, we're gonna have to open this question up to the listeners, see if I
Oh,
can
yeah, that
finally
would be
get
great.
feedback.
See what people say. Yeah. You know, I've had your voicemail line for a long time and intended to call it, but just never have. I'm terrible at that with all the other shows I listen to, too. I hardly ever call anyone.
Me too. Have I mentioned that I tend to be a big hypocrite?
Well, I used to record audio feedback and send it as MP3s because I could edit the MP3 before I sent it in Audacity.
Yeah, I know.
And if I stuttered, I could just start over and clip it out.
I know.
But I've stopped doing that.
Oh,
So
good.
far, no one said anything. But you know, I'm just trying to be as upfront about it as possible. But the reflexive word substitution and avoidance is still pretty strong. So it's going to be this kind of weird thing where actually I'm improving, but to the outside world, I seem to be getting worse. I don't know. But it's actually that I'm saying what I mean to say more directly. But they may not realize that, so.
Just before I forget, the number to call in to let me know your thoughts on should Robert just go ahead and stutter through his reading, or should he
Yeah.
quote the audience first? It's 1-206-339-0389. You can record an unedited MP3 and email it to what's my email again? coolstutter@gmail.com.
Okay.
There you go. Where can they
Yeah.
find your books and your stuff and your
Well, if you go to just www.robertrbest.com with the R in there, just all one word, Robert R. Best, I've got links to everything up there.
Okay, good. So when's the next?
Or if you do just a Google search for my name,
okay,
it'll come up.
Okay.
I've tested that too, and it's at least on the first page.
Yeah.
So, but you have to do Robert R. Best because there's also a, I think, fashion designer named Robert Best.
That's cool.
And so, you know, might get confused with him. So that's why I went ahead and used my middle initial to kind of search optimize my name, so to make it easy for people to find me.
Good idea.
Plus, it sounds more writer-y, you know.
It does. What does the R stand for?
Rush. R-U-S-H.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and actually, I'm a third. I'm Robert Rush Best the third.
Oh, wow, the third. Wow.
Yeah. So if I wanted to be really fancy, I could have included all of that. But no,
Robert R.
Just Robert R. Best
the third .com.
Yes.
Could work.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for being on Stuttering School.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Timmy. What's up, bunny? Oh, thanks. Almost time for the show to start.
Home just in time for the podcast.
Laura, I'll be right back. I need another soda.
Okay. This is over. We gotta get to the show. It's about time.
Hey, y'all ready to record? So, what do you guys think of that local sports team?
They are pretty awesome, I must say.
I was not watching the sports program. I was drawing Timmy.
And okay. You know, there was a thing on TV, and there was a movie, and events occurred, and they were interesting.
I like it.
I know, I DVR'd that.
I love it when events occur. Hey, I think we have company.
Who?
Hey, look, it's podcast listeners.
Oh, hi there.
Neat. Look at all of them. This place must be popular.
Think we should tell them about our show?
Yeah.
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 Our show is called Don't Look in the Podcast. We meet every week or so and talk about movies, TV shows, games, podcasts, books, yada, yada. Pretty much anything we want to.
Once in a while, we will update you on what creative things we are doing, and if time, read feedback, and whatever we like.
Insert contact info here, phone, email, whatnot.
See it.
Visit us at www.don'tlookinthepodcast.com or call us at 206-426-6337 or send us an email at mail@don'tlookinthepodcast.com.
Just a warning. We are not a clean podcast, kids. Ask your parents for permission to hear cursing. I mean, don't look in the podcast, not cursing. You know what I mean.
Hi, everybody. This is Pam, otherwise known as Stutter Rock Star. It's good to be here today. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this thing called blocking. The reason I wanted to talk about it today is because I really have a hard time with blocking, and I actually don't even like to refer to it as that. When it happens to me, and I pretty much deny that it happens most of the time, I tend to call it either a spasm or a tremor or a lip lock rather than a block. I'm trying to figure out why I would have such difficulty right now utilizing that term. I kind of almost feel like I am in denial about it a little bit. Maybe it's because I consider blocking to be more of like harder stuttering, and I've been considering my stuttering to be of the light, mild variety. So I think maybe that might have something to do with it. But I've noticed lately that whatever I call it, spasm, lock, getting stuck, I seem to have been doing more of it lately. So I'm wondering if my stuttering pattern is changing a little bit. Do other people find that? As we get older, does our stuttering pattern change? I've just been noticing it quite a bit myself lately, not only on the phone, where typically that's been where I mostly have blocks, but in regular conversations, I would just get stuck on a word and it just does not come out. And I'm finding that I really don't like that part of my stuttering, even though I am talking about and writing about, certainly making room for stuttering, and that should include all of it. This part I'm not entirely comfortable with. It makes me feel like I'm not in control, and I know that that's a common factor with people that stutter. That whole control issue. But most of the time I feel like I can control my light and easy repetitions. But this tremor, this spasm thing, which probably is really a block thing, I'm really not liking that at all. So wondering what other people are thinking about that. If it's ever happened to you, if you're comfortable with that type of stuttering, or if you think that maybe your stuttering pattern is changing a little bit. So that's it for now. Stay tuned for another report from the Roving Reporter sometime soon. So this is Pam, alias, or also known as Stutter Rockstar, saying Stutter Rocks. Bye.